Well, this morning we're going to talk softball. We've got some softball players from around the area in with us here this morning to visit. Morgan Heine over Avoca Way is in with us this morning, along with Lydia Griman of Griswold, and then Trevor Gipple is in as well. And we're going to talk a little bit about some traveling softball. Isn't that right, Trevor?
That is absolutely right.
This is an opportunity for some of these ladies to do a little bit of traveling, continue kind of playing. Can you kind of lay the foundation for us? This is a continuation of what they've been doing already through their youth season.
Yeah, they started out, we have kids from Griswold, Avoca, Walnut, Logan, Oakland. They all played Wigsel ball. They were opponents. Avoca won the South, Griswold took second, and Logan won the North, and that's where the bulk of the kids came from. They didn't want to be done playing, so I, with the help of four other people, decided that we would give the Iowa Games a shot with kind of a all-star team.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk a little bit with the ladies here, too, because Morgan and Lydia. So you guys were opponents before.
Yes.
Okay, so Morgan, you first. You guys from Avoca, you were winners, right? You won the league?
Yes.
So do you hold it over Lydia's head that you guys were the champs?
No.
No, not so much? Because that's not good to a team?
No.
Yeah, it's not conducive there. Talk about your season. You had a pretty good season?
We went 18-1 the whole season. We lost to a select team from Carroll, and then we, in the tournament, we went and then beat them and won the tournament. And then, yeah.
That's a good season, 18-1. That's not too bad at all. What position do you play?
I am catcher.
Okay, and how long have you been playing softball?
Since first grade.
About as long as you can remember?
Mm-hmm.
And have you always caught?
I started out third base, and then my coach realized I was somewhat good at catching and then put me as catcher.
And just because you're good at it doesn't mean you like it. Do you like it, too?
Yes, I do like it.
You do. Why do you like it?
It's just people say I'm, like, the commander of the team, and I just like helping everyone and, like, telling what they're doing wrong and, like, helping them.
Because you're involved in every pitch, so it's more fun that way.
Yeah.
Are you a slugger?
No.
What, do you bat right-handed?
Yes.
Are you more of a singles hitter, a slap hitter? Do you hit the ball a long way? What do you do?
I sometimes slap hit right-handed, and then I just like a base hit each time.
Okay, take them one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Lydia, how about you? How did you get started playing softball?
I started playing t-ball in like preschool, and I've been playing ever since.
Now, has everybody in your team played ball, or in your family rather, played ball?
Yep.
So it's just kind of, you were kind of expected to play ball.
Yeah.
And you enjoy it. What position do you play?
I play second base.
And have you always played second?
No, I've played short, third, or second.
But you've primarily been an infielder most of the time. So you like looking down as opposed to looking up in the outfield, right?
Yeah.
It kind of works better for you. You ever take one off the shins?
Yep.
Yeah, it hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But you still play infield.
Yep.
I quit when I took one off the shins. That was enough for me. I went to the outfield. Hey, talk about your season. How'd you guys do?
We
were 12-6.
So we were kind of like on and off. Yeah.
Okay. So, and you guys finished second in the league?
Yep.
To these guys over here,
mm-hmm.
to Morgan and her team.
Yeah, they were our biggest competitors over the season.
So is it hard to be a teammate now of theirs?
No.
Not at all? Mm-mm. Okay. So yeah, you might as well you know join forces and go beat everybody else, right?
Yep.
Talk about putting the team together a little bit, Lydia. What was that like? It's, you know, your opportunity now to go out and play with some, like Morgan perhaps, people maybe you didn't know before. Was that scary at all?
No, I didn't think it was scary. It was actually kind of nice because you get to meet a bunch of different girls and you get to learn different stuff because there's different coaches and different ways they're coaching.
Yeah, and do you learn something about yourself as a player too, about how you stand, how you shape up with against some of the other competition?
Yeah, you kind of figure out like your strengths and weaknesses and how that works with the other girls that from the other team.
You're a home run hitter, aren't you?
No.
Not really? I don't know what you're talking. I was thinking home run hitter over there. Morgan, what about you? Putting together a team like this of girls, a lot of them maybe you don't know, right?
Yeah.
What was that like for you?
It was actually really fun because I got to like meet new people and then learn different things, and then just we just became like a family.
Yeah, absolutely. For folks who don't know, Trevor, what is, you said WGSL. What is that for folks who don't know?
It's Western Iowa Girls Softball League.
Okay.
It's about 8 teams from the area. It's just our regular season league.
In some of the smaller communities, you really, it's hard to have more than one team. So if, to play anybody else, you kind of have to form a league of other other towns to kind of be able to play some ball games during the year.
Absolutely.
And they've had a lot of fun with this. What kind of a response did you get when you kind of shot this around to some of the other communities, some of the other teams? Hey, how about getting together like this to do a kind of a select team? Was it pretty well thought of?
It was very positive. There were a few questions. When I talked to parents and the other coaches, everybody had great feedback, wanted to be a part of it. They think it's a great idea, and it has been. The kids gel well together. As Lydia stated, Avoca's coaching staff, they are very aggressive on the bases. They have a standout pitcher. Us at Griswold, we hit for singles. We're not real aggressive on the bases, so putting the two teams together really, I mean, benefited the players.
Both get to see the other side a little bit. And
yeah.
Different strategies and things like that. What do you hope to get out of all of this, putting them together, getting out and getting some more competition? Is it just kind of getting a different feel and still being able to compete?
Yeah, number one is compete. I told the kids on day one, it's all about their attitude. This is for them. I just want them to experience a higher level of softball than what we're finding in the regular league.
Was it difficult at all to get players to buy into this? Was it easy to get them to sign up, to volunteer, or did you pick teams? How'd that work?
The hardest thing was making a cutoff, honestly. There's numerous kids that deserve a chance to be on this, but it happened so fast and everybody was on board. It's just the way it went down, Jim.
Yeah, it's kind of tough that way, yeah, sometimes. Talk a little bit about the experience than being able to do this. Now, how do you expect that this will make you a better softball player, Morgan? Do you think this will make you a better player, being able to do this and kind of with a different feel, a different group around you?
Yeah, I actually think it is because so there's, like, girls that are better and then, like, some girls that need work, and then, like, we can come together and just make each other better.
Yeah, and Lydia, what about you? Same thing. Do you feel like this is going to make you better for the experience you're going to get?
Yeah, I feel like it is because, again, with the coaches, the different now how we've been, like, more aggressive on the bases, it's kind of like a different side of the game that we never really have had.
Yeah, and then the support has been pretty good. We talked a little bit before we started talking today on air about things like, you know, organization and fundraising, that type of support and stuff, but it sounds, Trevor, like you've had a lot of success with that already.
Yeah, there's way too many sponsors to mention, but there was absolutely no cost to these kids or their families. We raised enough money to pay the tournament entry fee, their jerseys. We've had team meals. We've been hanging out for 2 weeks, and it has become a family, as Morgan said, very quickly.
Yeah, that's a pretty positive thing. And you guys, you're aware of the kind of support that you're getting, and
yeah.
You appreciate that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming from all of the communities involved?
Yeah.
Excellent. How many, Morgan, how many youngsters are involved from Avoca on this team? Do you know?
Five.
About five? Six. Lydia, what about Griswold?
Six.
About the same, about a half a dozen. And would you say Logan was the other one?
Yeah, one girl from Logan.
One girl from Logan there, too. So you do have. You're branching out a little bit. So it's an effort, because to be able to practice, now you're traveling more than just down the block.
Mm-hmm.
To get to practices and stuff. So everybody's buying in and doing that work. Well, very good. And so in the tournaments this weekend that you're going to play in.
Yes.
And where is that?
Ames.
It's in Ames. Okay, very good. Is that an organized tournament of some sorts? What is that for?
It's for the Iowa Games.
Huh?
In our pool of 14 and under, there's 12 teams. We're set up pool play. We'll play two games on Saturday, depending on how we do in our pool. We'll decide where we sit on Sunday, if we're playing for gold, silver, or bronze.
So there's hardware involved. That sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So you might even play in front of a nice crowd and be able to come home with a little bit of hardware. That's awesome. Great experience. Well, guys, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Good luck to you. Hope you play very well. Let us know how you do, okay?
We will. Thank you, Jim.
Excellent. Trevor, Morgan, Liddy, appreciate it very much. And best of luck here coming up this weekend.